This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, and the International Gospel Hour is a national broadcast. It covers this nation and several other nations as well. We've been preaching to you about the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch as recorded in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, studying it from the standpoint of asking the questions, what great lessons can we learn from this account? I have read the account in the Scriptures several times, and so I simply urge you today to read Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, to read this account which comes under the Great Commission, guided by the Holy Spirit. That is, the preacher who preached was guided by the Spirit, and therefore he did exactly what should have been done, in contrast to the many conflicting stories which modern-day preachers give in regard to their own conversions and the conversions of other people about whom they tell. We have pointed out these lessons, that every soul is of great value in God's sight, that God is especially concerned for those who are concerned for themselves, that a man may be lost even though he is sincerely religious, and we are learning and now teaching, studying about what should be preached. And this passage sums it up, that one should preach Jesus. You remember that the Apostle Paul said, as he wrote to the church at Corinth, I was determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now the man here, Philip, preaches to the man of Ethiopia as they ride along together in the chariot after they had been reading from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. The Bible tells us that he preached unto him Jesus. Already we have seen this means that in order for him to help him to understand about Jesus, he had to tell him about the person of Christ. That is, he was the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. About his name, he gave him the name that is above every name, that in that name every knee should bow. And we talked about his authority, that he had all authority. You cannot preach Jesus by just simply crying, Oh, Jesus, 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 how I love you. That may be involved, but it certainly is not sufficient. We must recognize and obey his authority. This involves a recognition of his word. The Apostle Paul declared, as he wrote to the church at Rome, that I am ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome also, in verse 15. In verse 16 he said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God, from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Notice, my friends, it is not simply a gospel. Paul is not simply saying here that I have preached to you a religious message. It is clear that the conviction of most religious people today who claim to follow Jesus Christ believe that it does not really matter what one teaches, believes, or obeys. That one man's doctrine which contradicts another is just as good as any other. And if two men contradict one another in preaching a so-called message of Christ, they can both be right. But notice, this is absolutely false. No two contradictory statements can both be right. Any time you have contradictory statements, one must be true and the other must be false. Paul said, It is the gospel of Christ, that is the power of God unto salvation. And he made clear in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But notice carefully now, but though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which was preached unto you, let him be anathema. My friends, there is just one faith, as we read in Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6. Just as there is one Lord Jesus Christ, there is one word, one message from him, one gospel. You must obey that gospel to be saved, Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 to 9. But our time is gone for today. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, with a sincere prayer that you'll be with us for our next broadcast.